Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is a documentary of 2 days of waiting for episode 2. Please join myself, Abe, Becca, Steve, Justin, Josh, Phil, Dave, and everyone as we wait for what would be Attack of the Clones. The date, Tuesday, May 14th, 4:24 p.m. Central Standard Time. 31 hours and 36 minutes until episode 2.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Pay attention, from the desk. Testing, Digital Llama, 1, 2. Are you taping it for Digital Llama?
Yeah.
You're such a geek.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go interview the first people in line here.
Alright.
Test.
My cell phone number is 981.
Hold on.
Okay, recording. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Digital Llama Radio. This is Chris Hamill with you, as always, with my friend from Fire's Got, Mr. Joshua Wasta.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. Right now, it is about, what time is it? Anyone got a time?
4:24. It's Central Standard Time.
And we are now in line for episode 2. We have about a day and some change hours to go. And right now, there is already about 30 people in line. We're about 5th in line about here right now.
Keep in mind, we're in Iowa.
Yes, we're in Iowa, and there's this many people here.
Oh, by the way, any of you Star Wars people that did not get in line, I'm a Trekkie, and I'm in line right now.
I'm wearing a Spider-Man shirt,
and people are looking at me like they're going to jump me, but 114 million opening weekend. Anyway.
223 after 2 weeks. Yes, we know.
Yeah.
No, but we're not out to break records. We're going to have some fun and watch episode 2, and I guarantee you there was no lines for Spider-Man this long.
That's true, because nobody else would get in line for Spider-Man, because we don't have this kind of fan base quite yet.
But don't worry.
Sequel
will come out.
Yeah, this is for the prequels. I don't know anybody that camped out for the first 3 Star Wars movies.
Yeah, it happened. Anyways, we're going to have a good show for tonight. We're going to be coming off and on until tomorrow night. Justin, Abe, Steve will be joining us. Dave will be on the show. We'll get him on here pretty soon. We can finally meet the man. We're also going to be interviewing some people online, talking to some Star Wars fans, having some general fun. Hey, if you're around, you're listening, come on out.
Yeah, if you're anywhere near Windsong Theater in Cedar Rapids.
Of course, you're listening to this post-recorded after the show.
Yeah, so by the time you get here, now that you've turned off your computer and you're all excited and you're running here, you'll realize about halfway here that this happened like a week or two, with your editing a month or two ago.
And by that time, I will have seen Attack of the Clones 10 times, will be hungover, and I don't want to talk to you. So anyways, come on out, we're going to listen to the show. By now, we're going to be talking, so we can be spoiler, we can spoil a bit.
This is Chris Hannell.
Yes, and this is Josh Wasta.
And we're signing off.
Yep.
I said this is a little thing. Time 4:58. 4:58, so about 5 o'clock, 7:30. I don't know. We'll do the math later. I'm going to have a countdown, a little thing before each segment.
This is Chris. We're back from Digital Llama Radio. We're spending some time right now in a tent about 20 feet away from where our glory lies.
How are we doing?
And Josh right now is teaching me the brand new game of HeroClix.
HeroClix out of WizKids, the same people that you Mage Knight.
You know what? This is a linked episode. This is Digital Llama Radio and Player's Guide, because now we're talking about HeroClix.
Okay, well, it's not really a role-playing game. It doesn't really fall into our genre, but I'm wild about it, so... It rocks.
Yeah, it's very cool here.
We have people that really don't game much, and they're into it, so...
Pull out a little bit. Your microphone's a bit... There we go.
Cowboy Bebop song!
Hey, I hear Cowboy Bebop!
Yeah, that's his CD.
Oh, okay. That's his CD, anyways. Anyways, yeah, well, I'm enjoying myself right now. We've got a lot of time to go, and I'm going to play this game a little bit here. I've got Cyclops and Captain America and some unknown baddie named Constrictor. Who do you got, Josh?
I got Wolverine and Professor X.
I am so dead.
Professor X can take over your mind and make you attack your own people, so...
That's not cool. And Phil here's got the Hulk, and
Hulk smash!
Hulk smash!
Hey, that's okay.
Did you know that they're thinking about doing a Star Wars thing of this?
A what?
Star Wars HeroClix, yeah. Wouldn't that kick ass? I'm going to have 20 stormtroopers right here, and they're not going to be able to hit... It'll be funny.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's all for right now. We'll have updates. I got to meet the first people online, and they've heard...
They knew who we were!
They've heard our show, so we're definitely going to be interviewing them so we can enjoy the moment. Anyways, we'll be back. Josh and Chris right here for Digital Llama Radio. Enjoy this musical interlude.
Peace out.
Time... 503.
I think it's time.
Hi, this is Chris from Digital Lumber Radio once again. Josh has just discovered one of the negatives of standing in line, which is having to go to the bathroom, and the theater won't let you go in because you're not a paying customer.
Campy bastards.
Yeah. By the way, just so you guys know, this is Josh's little brother, Phil.
And I'm bigger than him. I don't know why everybody calls me little.
Well, you can go age-wise. Anyways, we're hanging out right now. We're waiting for Josh to get back.
Josh is Phil's older brother.
Oh, okay. Hold on here. We got some more people here. Tell everyone who you are.
Hello, my name is Colleen Tyson. I'm an Aries, and I'm waiting in line for the Star Wars movie.
And she's got very cute Princess Leia hair, which is blonde. We'll let that fly. It matches her hair and everything. And she's got more Pez than anyone else here, so I have to give her points for that. And we also have Brad here.
Aaron.
Aaron, he's hanging out in the tent with us playing HeroClix.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
And ladies and gentlemen, I have been waiting for a year to do this. I want you to meet Dave. Dave, say hello.
What's up, people?
This is our production assistant formula that you're always hearing us talk about.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Now, Dave, tell us now, why do you agree to put up with our bull?
I don't remember why I'm here.
And that's what he says at every single instance. Well, you know why you're here.
Oh, I guess I'm here to see a movie.
Oh, I got the line going here. Hold on one second. Hello? Yes. Hey, Nick, how's it going? I'm in line. You good?
That's two. That's three.
All right, we're good.
All right.
Okay, this is Chris Hoffman from Digital Lumber Radio. It's 6:50 p.m. We're coming in. We have Abe Patrico joining us today.
Hello, everybody.
Stopping by to...
The Fuzzy Llama has joined.
The Fuzzy Llama.
Fifth Llama is here.
And I guess I'm buying you tickets today?
Yes. Oh, and here's my money.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hand it over.
Hand over the cash.
See, the one in line is the one that gets all the money.
Come on. You can't... If you pay the same price, the people can't listen
for
to
me and my wife.
I'm saying they're scalping, can they?
What?
Like, people later can't arrest you for scalping because it's the same price.
It's the same price.
Okay.
That's right.
I just wanted to make sure of the legal stipulations because the last thing I want is you in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then we wouldn't have access to the mixer board.
No, we would because I know his mom and his mom likes me.
That's
so
true.
Anyways, is Justin going to be joining us at all tonight?
I don't know if Justin is joining us. It depends on what the warden, I mean his wife, says.
Oh, I thought you meant his daughter. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think she has more control than his wife does.
No, it's more as Sarah right now. I don't know if Sarah's quite up to having him do anything but be at work and then come home.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well.
We got a couple calls today already.
We got some calls, and we're here with the Dave.
The Dave.
What's up?
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was until they said,
the man mentioned
Dave
more times in the show than any other individual in the production.
This is true.
John Hudgens from Crazy Waddle gave us a call.
He did?
Yes, he did. He
cool.
had said hello. He was calling from work and just wanted to let us know that we were having a good, you know, hope we're having a good time out here so far.
Cool.
Yes. He was interested to know what we thought of Crazy Waddle, and I did have some...
Oh, I thought it was fun. I liked it.
Yes, very cool. And he did say that Adam Films actually is going to be putting out some very nice high-res versions of their films in QuickTime instead of the crappy streaming. He says that they've been actually really cooperative.
So if you want to watch a documentary...
Well, that's cool.
Well, Crazy Darth Vader Psychic Hotline is a movie that he put out on the Adam Films contest. And
oh, he actually made it into the Adam Film.
Yeah, he made it into the contest.
Oh, good. Well. So, now you're spoiler-free, right?
Yes, I'm totally spoiler-free.
I happen to know most of the story now.
I've watched it.
And you... So what were your opinions of the show since you've seen it?
I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, I'm not huge into the prequels, but...
You do realize it's like another, like, 18 hours before we even get tickets, and then another, 40 hours till we actually see the movie?
I'm just camping. It's more the environment for me.
Yeah.
But yes, I've seen it. It's very cool. I will say it is a lot better than Episode 1, which was my main problem.
And Yoda gets to fight at the end, right?
The only thing that I watched Episode 1...
Quit poking me!
You're telling spoilers. Shut up.
Yeah? Episode 1 was on Fox the other night, and I watched it again just to kind of clear my mind and give it a good concise... Waddle was really the only thing that I liked. And, I watched it again, and I cleared my mind to give it an abject, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to look at this from a new point of view, because,
movie critics don't affect me. Only money.
Yeah. Because, that's Lucas. That's not Waddle.
Yeah.
But, and I cleared my mind, being a llama, I figured I might as well give it a view.
A shot. Yeah, there you go.
Waddle.
They've just seen a movie of Watto.
Here's the things that I'm looking forward to seeing. One, I'm looking forward to seeing Yoda fight with a lightsaber.
Would you shut up?
Because that's going to happen.
That's in the freaking
commercials. Oh, everybody knows.
It's in the commercials.
Okay,
fine.
Other things I'm looking forward to seeing in the movie, I'm looking forward to seeing Anakin using two lightsabers. That's what I've been saying all along, that people should be fighting in a different style.
In the commercials.
Yes.
Yeah, also in Broadsword. I did find out today, I had a friend who read the novel adaptation of the movie.
We got a lot of people that have been doing
and
that.
And I wondered, because I was wondering why Dooku's lightsaber was...
curved.
...was shaped differently. Yeah. This is all stuff that's in the commercials. And, okay, newsflash. I'm going to do one spoiler for you. Palpatine is the Emperor. I know, I may have ruined it right there for you.
Just in case you haven't watched the other ones, Darth Vader's Luke Skywalker's
Darth Vader is going to... Yeah.
We're going to
have kids.
No, you shouldn't insult the only people in this entire life.
Who knew that news was on radio? But anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing Anakin fight with two lightsabers. Duh! About time, Lucas. Let's go. But yeah, the whole reason Dooku's handle is shaped differently is because it's made for more of a fencing style.
I have news for you. John Knoll.
Yeah?
He must have been listening to you, man. He came out and publicly said, sabers have shadows.
Who? Who's John Knoll?
John Knoll. He's the guy that designed Adobe Photoshop. He works for...
why does he say sabers have shadows?
Because he works for ILM, and he does it, and he says that they're made of plasma. Therefore, they are not completely, you know, they're not a light source. Therefore...
Okay, John, I can't agree with you on this one. And that's the main reason.
You are telling
you may
Lucas.
Be. You may be. I tell Lucas anything. Let's get his chunky butt down here in Iowa, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, let's go off of all these Star Wars movies. I want to see Howard the Duck, too.
Yeah. If anybody says anything, we whip out Howard the Duck.
If you got the direct line to Lucas, I want to see another Indiana Jones, and I want to see another Howard the Duck.
Well,
let's go.
Here's my thing, and here's why I can't agree with John on the whole lightsaber
thing. If Harrison Ford can hold on to, like, you know, his life.
I don't care if it's plasma or not. It gives off light, and by the very effect of giving off light, that would take away its shadow.
A lighter. Did you know a lighter's flame gives a shadow?
It does. He's right. I have to go with Chris on this one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I guess I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Physics,
science, and technology.
Well, I still think it looks dumb to have a shadow on the ground.
It goes from physics to it looks dumb.
Okay. So here's what we need to do. You need to send
Warhammer.
You've got to take every... We've got to take every movie back. I want you to take them all back, get rid of the shadows, then bring them back out of the theater.
Yeah, let's give Lucas an excuse to make more money.
Well,
that's a great idea.
The special edition.
Yeah, right now he's calling Bill Gates up going, you know, I could buy and sell you three times.
Well, I mean, you do know that they're going to be rescoring A New Hope. John Williams is redoing the soundtrack for New Hope.
Yeah, because John Williams is so much better now as opposed to back then.
I don't know. I'm hoping that was sarcastic.
Did you see Harry Potter?
Shut up.
Did you listen to Harry Potter?
Hey, I like Harry Potter.
Well, Harry Potter, the acting was fabulous, but John Williams, you just take your nails and screech it down a blackboard. That's...
Come on. I like John Williams' stuff. You know what I find interesting? As having watched the Spider-Man
movie... I could do better with a banjo, and I'm not even from Arkansas.
Having watched the Spider-Man movie, it proved something that I always knew is true. You can always
Spider-Man's
tell...
Spider-Man's better than Star Wars?
You can always tell... I'm not making any comment on that. You can always tell... A Danny Elfman soundtrack, because they all sound exactly the same.
Well, that's
like
true.
Beetlejuice.
All of them. They all sound all the same. I was watching Spider-Man, and I'm like, dude, that's the Batman theme. And then I was watching Batman, I went, you know, that's the one
Edward
that I identified.
Edward Scissorhands.
I was watching Edward Scissorhands. It's Edward Scissorhands. Same thing, Headless, the Sleepy Hollow,
Sleepy Hollow.
Theme song.
Yeah. Really?
Everything. It's all the same.
Yeah. Did you have something you want to throw in, sir?
I was just watching.
Oh, okay.
Digital Llama Radio. It is a spectator's book.
Digital Llama Radio. Yeah, well, I think we actually doubled our fan base just from the people looking at us going, who the hell are those guys? We're Digital Llama Radio.
Yeah. Hold on a second, sir. Come on over here. What's your name, sir?
Matt.
And how long have you been out here today?
I've been out here for about 4 hours now.
Oh, wow.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
That's right.
And what are you looking... I mean, did you enjoy episode one?
I did.
You did enjoy episode one. So was there anything you didn't like about it that you're hoping they fix in episode two?
Hold on, sir, are you on anything?
Jar Jar.
Yeah, let's Jar Jar.
Okay,
are you taking any prescription medications when you were watching episode one? Just the cynic needs
to
talk.
It's not
here.
The original trilogy. I mean, I enjoyed it still. I mean, they had a slow start. It got better towards the end, I thought.
But obviously, but you're camping out
there
here.
There was problems.
Well, he's loyal.
I hope so.
Or he's drank the punch.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're gonna be out here all night? You're gonna be enjoying your friends, or
that's correct?
You're gonna pussy out and then leave your friends.
I'm gonna be here the whole time.
All right, yeah.
Really? See, I'm just pussying out and having you buy the ticket for me.
But then again, I have a life.
I
had to get it in there.
I feel less of a man. There you go.
Steve, it may not be true, but I still had to get it in there.
I was about to say, Abe.
Yeah.
I am an actor.
The life of a thespian is a hard life.
So what time are you getting here tomorrow night, Abe? What time are you going to be joining us? You're going to come like about 9?
Well,
10?
It depends on when you guys are going to be here.
Well, I'm probably going to be here most of the time. I don't know.
So
you're going to camp out even after you get tickets? I don't know about that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm going to go home take a nap, okay?
I should arrive. I would think I'm going to get here about, my show ends. I should be here by about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Great, good. We'll have your spot here for you. And
awesome.
We will already be in the theater, by the way, at that point.
Oh, okay, you guys will be inside?
Well, that's what they did for episode one.
So I should just walk in the door
early.
And
yeah.
You'll wave at me and let me know that you've got tickets?
I'll have to wait outside here for you.
That's cool.
Make sure you get your tickets.
Since I have no coat or anything, I'm just going to be laying across like five seats with my arms outstretched, hoping that like my little 5'6" body can...
Fourth row.
I'm going to have to get going, ladies and gentlemen, but this was good digital on the radio, and I'll look forward to doing some more recording tomorrow night. We should do a post-show recording.
Oh, we definitely will.
Yeah. We walk out and we're like, oh my God, it was awful!
Yeah, we're like the Academy Award of Star Wars. That's freaking great.
Halle Berry for Best Actress in Episode 2.
And all these people in line, I'll be going over which was the best and worst dressed. Chris, you already get worse.
Hey, good stuff happened. All right, so I'm going to get going. This is Abe signing off for Digital Armor Radio.
Yes, and we will be coming back with you soon with some more people from line. We'll be talking to the guys up in front and other people that beat us here. Yes, and we'll definitely enjoy ourselves. So signing up right now, enjoy the musical interlude.
Time check is 7:19 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm going back and editing this as we go. We've been recording it 5, 6, 7 times.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're back. It is 7:20 p.m. The hours are ticking, and Abe's wife, Becca, has decided to grace us.
Missing her husband by about 15-20 minutes.
I already saw him tonight.
Oh, that's good.
But he planned it that way.
He gave me the money for your ticket, so you're in.
That's there you go. I didn't know. I was going to pay you again. You shouldn't have told me.
Oh, dang. Hey, did you hear that, guys? Free chips.
And yet so far.
Anyways, Becca might not be as big of a Star Wars fan, but she's definitely looking forward to episode 2, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I totally am. I have to plan my whole night around it tomorrow night. I'm going
to
cut it off.
I have to plan my whole, like, 2 days.
Is that
days.
Just because of your husband, or is that because you actually have to plan your night around?
No, it's because I actually have a job.
Job. Job?
So I have to work, and then I'll go home
so
and
you're,
nap.
So, contrary to what Abe said when he was on the air with us, it's Becca that has the life.
Oh! Okay. We'll have to have a word with him.
Abe, if you're listening to this...
Yeah.
But I have to go to work, and then I got to go home and do some power napping. And get some dinner made, because Abe has rehearsal, and then...
Yeah. How do you power nap, exactly?
Put yourself in the Michael Jackson cryogenic freeze tube overnight.
Well, you know, when I was a young geek in training, I took these classes in school, and one of the things we did was this whole meditative sleep thing that we all learned how to do. So, you know, I just go into a deep trance, fall asleep, you know, imagine the elevator going up, you know, that sort of stuff.
Wow.
And then I power nap. It's great fun.
Oh, wow.
One place with Heather Locklear.
Wow, mine always has Antonio Banderas.
Love it to be, how do you say?
My ex-so-so.
My ex.
Antonio
will keep me safe.
So you're going to come camp out with us a bit?
Actually, I have to be here at the movie theater anyway because my job is doing something here. So I'm going to be here to watch a movie. After the movie, I'm going to come out here and do a little camping.
What movie are you going to see?
About a Boy, starring Hugh Grant.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Yes. Tell me why you're here. Who are you here with?
I work for a radio station here in Cedar Rapids called Mix 96.
Do you hear that? We're amateurs. She's a professional.
Yeah, well... Yeah, and we only have you on the team because you can run a mixer board. She has a whole degree in this. You're going to where? London? Yeah, have fun.
You know how things go.
Whatever. Well, I should let you guys go because I got to go and get my frozen Coke and my popcorn.
Yeah.
Frozen Coke. If you need a food run, you just let me know.
Oh, yeah.
How's that?
Well, you got a guy coming with a grill soon.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. We are totally decked out. Anyways, that is Becca Paterka. She'll be stopping by later to camp out a bit.
Oh, I got a smoochie.
And later on, we're going to be meeting a guy that has actually seen episode 2 without the use of the internet.
Already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. We'll be meeting him in a little bit.
He's a charitable young man.
The tally is about up to about 100 people. We're out here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It'll be increasing as the night goes on.
Okay, once again, you people are listening, going, psh, 100 people when I went and saw it. It was we're in Iowa. Iowa.
Bastion of the Unknown. Oh, that's my phone. Anyways, musical interlude. We'll be joining you in a bit. In a bit. All right.
You and I in a little toy shop.
Time check is 7:34 p.m. Please enter a category number.
Huh?
7:34 p.m. That's what I got. Anyways, we're back, and I just had a life-changing experience. I was mocked openly by a bunch of girls and then asked me to get their picture taken with them. So there you go.
Only you would describe getting mocked by a bunch of women who, by the way, I need to point out, since Ava's not here, you did not get one phone number out of that entire thing. Only you would consider being mocked by a bunch of women as a life-changing event.
No. Yeah. I'm glad that he wasn't holding a microphone for that comment.
Yeah,
but anyways, we have with us a special guest today. This person...
Very special guest.
This man is a Star Wars super freak, the kind you don't take home to mother. This man right here has Star Wars tattoos on his back and has seen Star Wars Episode 2 without breaking the law. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, I'm John Williamson from Toledo, Ohio.
Hey, John Williamson!
John Williamson!
Did you change your name in any way?
No, I've thought about it, but the ON stays.
Okay, the ON stays. Okay, great. Anyways, episode 2, you've seen it.
Yes. Yeah,
and how was this possible?
$1,000 at a charity premiere.
God, and I wish I had $1,000 to see a film a week before I could see it for $7.95.
Because if I had $1,000, I'd be paying off debts and not really worrying about
I'd be buying a new mixer board. David Nutley, your $20 is still sitting in the bank account. I apologize. We'll get a new mixer board. Anyways, tell us.
Actually, if I had $1,000, I'd be slipping it to Sam Raimi to get in the second Spider-Man movie because he didn't make that much off of
that
movie.
You know, and that and another 100 of those, and he could get another Spider-Man outfit.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, our friend here, John, is standing here with a Celebration 2 T-shirt. And since none of us got to go check it out, how was Celebration 2? How was it?
It was amazing. It was the first... conference like that I was able to attend. It was absolutely perfect. It was great. It was more than I could have anticipated.
Did you see the man that created Howard the Duck?
No, I'm afraid
George
I
Lucas?
There was no Lucas.
No, there was no Lucas.
Was he at the Phantom Awards?
No, Lucas did not make an appearance at...
You gotta be kidding.
Really, because that was his prize. He's going to say which one was the best.
He gives away an award and he's not even there for it?
No, he did not attend Celebration 2.
Oh. Really? That I feel, you know, I wasn't even there,
although,
but I feel slightly ripped off.
I know.
I must say, I did get to meet Carrie Fisher herself.
Yeah? Yeah, Rick McCallum was there, of course. He was there, and he's giving away all these different hits, like Hugh Jackman, which he later denied.
I also met and talked at length with Nash Edgerton, the stunt double for Ewan McGregor, Nick Gilliard, the stunt coordinator for the movies.
Yes, the man that would be Maul. I mean, the man that pretty much designed the fighting style for Episode 1.
Yep.
He was cool to talk to?
Yes, wonderful. Very nice man.
Well, anything that he had to say about Episode 2? What did you pick up? Anything that he might have?
No, actually, we didn't talk at length about Episode 2. I tried to stay away from all of it I could until I've actually seen the movie.
Yeah.
What I did get out of it was a chance to audition for Episode 3.
Yeah, and what are you going to be auditioning for?
A stunt double in the movie.
Okay, and if you get it, you're going to come back and give us all the spy reports, right?
Yes, I'll be coming back to Iowa.
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah.
Or you will just go, hey, while I'm here, there's a new email address for all of Digital Llama.
Yeah.
Because I rule.
What is it?
DLRPG. Now, the funny thing is, you could look at that as Digital Llama Radio Player's Guide, or Digital Llama Radio, and then do PG whatever you want, or DLRPG.
Okay, that too.
But anyway.
Or chris@digitallama.com. I finally got that working.
Did you?
Yeah, chris@digitallama.com.
It will crash next week, so try both of them.
Anyways. So Celebration 2 was very hot. Now, you've already seen the film, and now you're here again camping out. Some people would classify you as insane. I would classify you as a Star Wars fan.
The man has Star Wars montaged all over his back.
Yes, and...
Well, even though you see the world premiere, there's still nothing like seeing it with a bunch of fans at the opening.
Very, very, very good point.
This is true.
Now you're going to come out with your Jedi outfit, and you're going to do some saber dueling, huh?
I will be in full Jedi garb here in a few hours.
I will finally have someone to join me in my dorkness here. I am there's 120 people, and I'm the only one here in costume.
Well, I would like to point out the only reason I'm not in costume is so that I could facilitate the use of showing people my back.
Okay.
Yeah, the man has the montage tattooed on his back.
Shut. We got a friend guy. Check this out for a second. We got what you're seeing here. It's
not
Star
finished.
Wars,
unfinished.
The Star Wars logo, and then you have Yoda and Leia and Luke from the Star Wars.
Yoda on the, to him, it would be the left shoulder blade, and Vader on the right. With right below Yoda is the original
Millennium Falcon,
poster.
And then Luke and Leia.
The poster with Luke holding the lightsaber
and
high.
Now, tell people, where can they get this done at? Who's doing the art here?
I'd like to give props to Studio 13.
And where's that located?
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
All right, definitely. We'll have to. I'll just go out there sometime and, you know.
Donnie Manko does wonderful work.
Yeah, Chris will go out thinking that he's going to actually be bad and get a tattoo and end up crying like a baby.
So. Anyways, that's going to be it for now. We're going to come back in a little bit. We've got more people to talk to, obviously. Time is ticking away.
Hold on a second. Let me do it this time. Enjoy the musical interlude.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.
Listening to a word that she was saying. I'm not listening at all. I'm just listening to my self-talk right now. I'm not listening to anything. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not listening to her talk. I'm not listening to her talk.
They're just talking about how Obi-Wan Kenobi supposedly took out Darth Maul, which technically he did. What he did was force jumped over his head, and while he was confused, went... Which technically, if you do that...
That's not taking someone out?
If you do that in the role-playing game, I would give you a Dark Force point. If you're a Jedi Knight, you jump over a guy, and while he's looking
over
like this...
Sith.
You go,
a Sith, though.
He just killed
the
master.
Yeah. No, he's a student. The student. Oh, the master, yes. Yes.
Okay, as you can tell, we are back.
Hey, what's going on?
And we're debating episode 2. Okay, hold on a second. Let's get our microphone. Come on over here. Come on over. It's
she doesn't like being broadcast.
She doesn't like
just
being broadcast.
Let it go.
And you were complaining that we didn't have you on the show earlier.
She wasn't really complaining.
Okay, finish your book. We have more than 24 hours. Finish your book. She's reading episode 2 while in line for the movie.
But anyway, these guys, the reason that we started, these guys just came by.
Yeah. What were the names?
Max and Alex, and they just finished the movie called Gamers, the movie.
Gamers, the movie.
And they came by with a webcam.
Well, you were talking to them more than I was.
Or not a webcam, but a handycam. And they showed us the
I caught that. Yeah, the special scene.
And it actually looked really, really cool.
This is really, it's Dungeons and Dragons fan film.
Kind of like that. More, what would the world be like if the gamers were the only ones that could protect you?
Yeah.
When things from role-playing games came to the world.
But we definitely got to check this out.
We definitely do. We've also got to talking to them, and we told them about Digital Llama, and they knew who we were.
Which was freaky.
Yeah. Well, that's the second time today.
Yeah.
And
I don't like this. People know who I am.
Well.
And I'm a dork, so.
Well, hey, you know.
Yeah. What time is it? It's about...
time check.
8:17 p.m.
But anyway, so we got to talk. They didn't want to do a radio show about all the questions they've gotten about their movies, so we decided to give them a little Digital Llama space.
Oh, we did?
Well, that's what you said.
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I've been talking to so many people out here. I get kind of confused about what's going on. But were we supposed to get a DVD copy of that?
Yes. Yes, we're going to get a
very
copy.
Cool.
Apparently, the DVD is out or coming out soon.
Very cool.
And they've already started to get questions from people. So.
Excellent.
And
do they have a website?
Not yet. They're gonna email me when they get it out here.
So they're selling it then. Wow.
Yeah, they made it. They're selling it. They're
dude. I definitely need my copy then.
So yeah, tune into Digital Llama in the future. Probably just a summer session.
Yeah.
But
are they from the Cedar Rapids area?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And so we will be doing the Gamers the movie
fan film. Well, I want to see the. Well, it's not a fan film. They're selling it, but I definitely want to see the rest of it before.
Yeah.
Make any comments about it all.
Well, if we don't like it, we can just edit this out.
Yeah, that's true. So, anyways, let's go walk around a bit here.
You want to walk?
Let's walk. All
right, let's walk.
Let's find some people.
Actually,
here.
We have the current people that are currently going to my old college.
Yeah,
we have my old the gaming group.
you dropped out. That doesn't count as your old college.
It's kind of.
Let's go over here and talk to him a little bit.
All right.
Well, let's find him here.
walk here. Oh, we're going to interrupt their movie. Keep going.
Edit.
Yeah. We're over here. We got to talk to these guys.
So, we're here. We're Digital Llama Radio.
They're playing a massive Magic the Gathering game that we're
Yeah, but we're going to just ask you guys a couple questions about Episode 2 and why you're out here.
Well, it's better than Spider-Man.
What'd you say?
Oh. And now, the beating of an Episode 2 fanatic.
I really thought we were here to see Jason X.
Isn't that what you guys are here for?
Robber 2.
I just took out that poster to put up the Episode 2 poster.
Oh, now everybody's upset that they took the Jason X poster down and replaced it with Star Wars.
This is quite interesting here.
But anyway, let's ask a couple of these people who just walked up. Why are you here camping out for Episode 2?
I'm not camping out.
You're not camping out.
You're not camping out. No, you just
you're pussying out on us.
Because he is weak. That is Ryan Sickle saying he is camping because he is weak.
You are part of the Lucas machine. Welcome. Welcome to the Lucasfilm machine of money.
It's not because of the Lucasfilms, it's for HeroClix that he's weak.
Oh, HeroClix. I was just playing that earlier and I quit mid-game. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I couldn't even win with Cyclops. Well, I had Cyclops and I couldn't win. Yeah. It's
but anyway, we'll be here with more interviews.
You're
going
to
want to
tap that,
Anna.
I will, eventually.
This is Josh and Chris signing off of Digital Llama Radio.
Enjoy the musical interview.
At 7 p.m.
Check. No, 8:23 p.m.
8:23 p.m. and we are recording?
We are recording.
We are recording.
We're talking right now to one of our good Star Wars friends, Mr. Dan.
State your name for the record.
Do you want me to come up with some weird voice? Or
No, you're fine.
Okay, this is Dan. Hi, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad.
So, why are you out here?
I'm out here to make sure that my tickets are, you know, in line and ready to go.
And in good hands.
Exactly.
Are you camping out with us tonight?
No, I'm not going to spend the night. I start a new job tomorrow.
Pussy. So. What is your new job?
I'm a graphic designer out at CopyWorks.
Hey, very cool.
Hey, cool.
Very nice. They turned down my resume, by the way.
I'm sorry.
I do web design, man.
Well, I do print. So.
Oh.
Yeah, which you can tell by the fabulous Digital Llama.
The flyers. Hey, have you seen the flyers out I made?
No.
I made flyers for the movie.
Rock.
I'll have you take a look at it. You
for
tell
your
me.
Fan film?
Yeah, you tell me if it's good or not.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll do
right, you're going to come out to our fan film, right?
When is it? Where
June 1st, 7 o'clock.
First? Yeah, 7.
Marion High School Auditorium.
Marion High School Auditorium. In Marion, Iowa. I got someone asking me if it was in Marion, Ohio. I'm like, no, Iowa.
Oh, you know, I did go to the Shaggy concert when he was in Tama.
Yeah.
And it was. Go Ohio!
Everybody booed.
It was a good show until we hear Go Ohio.
Well, see, I just went to see Edema in Clinton, Iowa, and since, you know, I think they're from Iowa, so they couldn't really screw it up.
Foster, is Edema from Iowa?
What?
Is Edema from Iowa?
Edema is from Southern California.
Southern California, okay.
Well, you were so off.
Rearview
Mirror is from Iowa, that's right. I was at the concert in Clinton.
But we don't claim to own Slipknot. We don't claim Slipknot.
Slipknot just kind of.
Okay, well, the Star Wars conversation just went to.
Around.
Yeah,
yeah. But see, we know things. We're cultured people here.
Whatever. I've seen your Britney Spears.
We're talking about Slipknot.
Don't start with me.
I don't think you have anything Britney here.
You don't have anything Britney here. You should probably go home and go get it.
Anyways. Wow, we're getting so off subject. It's not even
you. You danced when she broke up with Justin Timberlake, didn't you? You danced.
So, the question going around is, we've met a lot of people today who have actually seen Episode 2.
He does have Britney Spears with him.
Other shadier mains.
They took themselves away from the full THX Skywalker sound experience.
Yeah,
how
I know.
Could they? That's a sin.
Well, one of the guys actually paid $1,000 to go see a charity screening.
But I guarantee you that charity screening was done in THX.
Oh, yeah. But there's been other people here, which we're not going to mention, just, you know, to protect their identities. But they've been watching it illegally. Now, myself, I've seen maybe two trailers, and that's it.
Right. That's
Can you imagine seeing it on a little computer screen? Before going to see it in the theater?
I might as well puke. It's not an experience.
Now, I like this guy. See, that is the attitude to have, right?
Well, see, I refused to download Spider-Man.
But you did.
I didn't watch it before I watched the movie.
Okay.
I downloaded it. It was on my computer.
Then you watched it once and deleted it, right?
Yes, good. Actually. There you go.
Now, why would
takes
you...
Takes up way too much hard drive space.
The feds have no...
And even with as much hard drive space as that takes up, is it going to output to surround sound on your TV? I don't think so.
No.
So what, well, where's the experience?
At the same point, they have speaker systems for computers that are quite impressive.
For computers?
I don't own them.
Your screen is... You can't see my hands right now, but it's tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so small.
So small. And then the ones that were being distributed were maybe 3 inches wide.
Oh, exactly. And what the hell is the point?
What?
They're playing Albuquerque.
Oh, we have to head over there. Come
okay.
on. Yeah. They're playing Albuquerque. I know. Right.
They're playing Albuquerque. You are such a geek. I swear to God, I don't know why I hang out with you.
We're coming over here to go listen to Albuquerque.
Well, I can say whatever I want because we're walking. You're going to edit this anyway.
Yeah,
edit,
I know.
Edit,
cut, edit, cut. There's cut, a cut. Cut. Now you know where to go. Start.
Now, behind the TV this time.
Walk behind the TV.
Yeah.
Behind the TV.
I feel like a dog being led by a leash.
I thought I was... Never mind.
Yeah, well.
We heard the music.
Okay, we're going to listen to this.
Time check. Time check. You got my cell phone?
Yeah, I do.
We're going to be at 96.5 in the morning.
Really?
Captain Fox is calling that phone. So it has to stay charged tonight, and we have to wake up early tomorrow.
You got it.
Okay, time check is 9:28 p.m., and we are recording.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we have for
this
you...
This is Josh.
This is Chris, and we have joining us Dave's sister. And we have just...
Zod Dave's
sister,
God,
Mindy.
I can remember it, and I wasn't even involved in the filming of the formula.
Okay, get this. All right.
Coming soon.
Now, this is really interesting. I didn't think it was possible for someone to be out here for episode 2, but Mindy here hasn't seen episode 1.
That's and we have somebody here that's never seen Star Wars.
At all? Hey, come here! Come here!
Everyone runs away.
Don't be afraid. We don't want to harm you.
No. So basically what I told her is in not seeing episode 1, all she's missed is a flying guy named Watto that the mind tricks don't work on.
Yes, exactly.
I don't even know who Watto is.
You don't even know who Watto is. That's good. That's very good. Okay, now, are you...
I know the guys off of Star Wars 1.
Star Wars 1.
I know the big hairy guy.
Star Wars 4, yeah.
Hairy guy, Luke. the big hairy guy and Luke.
And Luke. Oh, okay. That's a very important word, actually.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Any other characters you know?
The girl with the buns. Princess
Erica Alanic. Okay.
That's off of Broken Allegiance, actually. Yeah. It's the girl with the buns.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm prettier than Chris, and I'll ask you to marry me, too. So,
so you're going to see episode 2, then?
I will, eventually.
Eventually? You're not going to come tonight? You're not camping out? You're just hanging out seeing your brother?
Hanging out, seeing everyone.
Yeah, very
I'm
cool.
I'm a party girl. I got to join the party.
Hey! Did you bring any beer?
I was going to, and they told me not to.
Okay, good, because we could get busted for that, but yeah. Next part of the minute, you know.
Anyway,
I just passed on that special message secretly over the radio to live the iOS
video.
Yeah,
so everyone heard it but me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, you don't have the headphones, so it's okay. But you're not going to see it opening night. You're just going to wait. She's so calm about it. You know,
I have to wake up at 6:30 in the morning.
It's because she's not an Uber geek.
Well, I just found out I have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning.
And I just found out that he's rousing me at 5:30.
I tell you what, if my mind...
I'm what at 5:30 in the morning?
Rousing.
Oh, rousing.
He's aroused.
Oh, okay.
You're being aroused at 5:30 in the morning, apparently, and you're not sleeping in the tent with me anymore.
Okay.
If my kind brother decides to pick his sister up a ticket, I might decide to go.
Well, there you go, David.
That just means you have to educate her with episode 1 and have her watch that before she watches
this.
Is
it going to ruin everything?
Episode 1? To see episode 1?
Okay, you don't know,
but she kind of has to.
To see episode 2, will it ruin episode 1 for you? That's an excellent question. If you were to see episode 2 before seeing episode 1, would it ruin episode 1 for you? Now most people would answer quickly, why episode 1 ruined itself.
No. Let's talk about real quick the similarities, because you've seen the first Star Wars. Let's talk about
very,
the similarities.
The very, very first
you haven't
Star
seen,
Wars ever
okay.
made.
Let's talk about the similarities. There's a whiny blonde kid.
I saw the one with the big food guy.
Yeah, there's a whiny blonde.
Slimy thing.
Yeah, the Jabba the Hutt, you saw Return of the Jedi.
No, she saw Dom DeLuise. No, she saw Return of the Jedi.
Oh, dogs go to heaven then.
Spaceballs. Oh, she could have saw Pizza the Hutt.
I did see Spaceballs.
Hey!
I didn't see Spaceballs.
Then you don't even need to see episode 2.
Yeah, it's basically the same plot, except less funny.
So, no. The similarities between the two, the
There's
episode one and Star Wars. Whiny blonde kid. Jedi going, you should be a Jedi. Pretty
The Master dies.
The Master dies. Obi-Wan's in both of them, although kind of retro.
Yeah.
Wait, I heard the guy in episode 2 has a mullet.
He does have a mullet.
He's got the first mullet,
you know,
ever.
Mullet Wars, it's episode 2.
It took someone that doesn't even know anything about Star Wars to say to me, Obi-Wan's got a mullet.
I heard it on the radio this morning, and they were trying to come up with, like, names for his mullet, because they had,
filmed
like,
entirely in Walmart.
Tennessee something mullet, and they had the Wisconsin mullet.
Well, no, because the things on Tatooine look kind of like, the colonies on Tatooine look kind of like a trailer park.
Go find your own booth.
Oh, come on. People in trailer parks don't have computers.
I used to live in one.
We lived in one. It's okay. I never got arrested until I lived in a trailer park.
Anyway, so
let me ask you guys a question.
Oh, whoa.
Here's a flip.
Okay.
What do you got?
You waited for episode 1. You partied out.
I didn't.
Yes, I did.
You partied out.
Yes, partied out.
I am a Trekkie. I am not a Star Wars person.
Now you're partying out, waiting for episode 2.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What is your favorite part about this whole thing?
What is my favorite part about all this? You know, it took someone that didn't know Star Wars to ask me about this. This is interesting. My favorite thing about Star Wars? See, Josh can't answer.
Geek
He's not
booty.
Allowed to.
Geek booty?
Geek booty. Yeah, I'm here for the Natalie Portman.
She's not showing up. Just
what?
Last time.
Chris, that son of a bitch.
So you've actually camped out before. Why don't you?
Okay, now, why am I here? Well, why am I here in line, or why do I like Star Wars? Why am I here in line? Because look around. I mean, this is the greatest part.
140 people.
Where else can I go around dressed like this and not get beat up, okay? I ask you that. I pose you this question. I am in a Darth Maul outfit, and I'm walking around. I'm having a great time talking to people.
By the way, I licked your lightsaber.
She what?
Licked your lightsaber.
Oh.
David showed me the lightsaber, and I licked it for,
And right now, you can't use the tent, Chris. You cannot use the tent for privacy.
Anyways,
I'm just scratching my head on how to take
back
this.
That's your favorite thing.
Yes.
I thought I'd throw in there.
Lightsabers are good. my favorite thing about Star Wars.
So it's 1492.
I guess that's the only movie I've only been totally immersed in. Star Wars, when I was like a little kid. You gotta remember, I saw Return of the Jedi. I was 2 years old.
Because what movie did you see that totally messed you up?
Return of the Jedi that you went
to with me. And you were messed up afterwards.
Spider-Man.
It was better than Star Wars. No.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings. No, I'm sorry, but I mean the experience itself of seeing Return of the Jedi at 2 years old, seeing Luke and Vader duel it out in the brawl for it all. I mean that leaves an impression on a young man.
You put this like Star Wars is WWF in the steel cage. Darth Vader and Luke to the death.
No, they just use lightsabers to get out. I'm sorry, I had to do that too.
I'm gonna kick you in your shin.
No, don't do that.
But anyway, any other questions that we have for this lovely young lady?
Okay, if you go see, would you be willing to sit through and get caught up on all this before episode 2 came out? Do you want to get more into this? Is this something where you're like, that's not my thing?
Or do you look at this crowd of people and go, for the love of God, people, get a job.
I have a job, thank you. I took time off. No.
You know, I kind of feel left out.
You want to see more?
I feel left out.
We should... Okay, so after tickets tomorrow.
After we see episode 2.
I will be at work.
You're at work till when?
I'm at work until 4:30.
4:30. Movie doesn't start till midnight.
You've got plenty of time to see all the rest of the film, so.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
I think this should be, we will come back after the show, because I think tomorrow.
You mean all of them from the very beginning.
Yes.
Or you just mean
episode 1. Whatever ones you haven't seen, which be from what you've
seen. Or a refresher course. So we could watch all those, then go and see this, and then we will interview you afterwards.
I was lying. I've seen all of them.
Oh! I feel dirty. Okay.
How long does each movie
You've
take?
Lied to me on the radio.
No, I haven't seen
Hour and a half.
Oh, you haven't?
Hour and
okay.
a half.
Hour
okay.
and a half each. Yes. And there are how many?
Yes. And I will buy booze.
There are how many?
There's 4, but you've seen 2 of them, so there's only 2 left.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Empire Strikes Back, and you haven't seen episode 1.
She'll probably need a refresher, though. How long ago did you see the other 2? Ah, she's giving that innocent look.
Oh, me? No. Yeah.
The doe eyes.
Don't worry, we'll let you off the hook this time.
Yeah.
It's okay. But, yeah, there are...
So at least we'll do episode 1.
Yeah, there. And if you thought you'd seen everything out in the Star Wars line, there are newbies out here. There are Star Wars...
Yes, there are.
Innocent Star Wars virgins out here.
So you people that didn't camp out for Star Wars and claim to be Star Wars fans, we have a Trekkie and a person that's never even seen it.
And there are some sluts out here, too.
Really?
I gotta go.
Now that I've lost my partner, this is Digital Radio. Enjoy the musical interlude. Dave, say something here.
What's up? This is my sis.
Yeah, we know.
She
said so.
She just made a fool of myself. Hopefully not.
No.
She said that she licked my lightsaber.
That is true.
Yeah.
Well, bye, Chris. Good seeing you.
Yes, great. I'm going to go enjoy the musical interlude, and I feel slightly spoiled. I'm going to go. We'll be back. We've got more people to talk to. We've got some saber fighting going on, which I am enjoying. We've got approximately, what are we looking at here? We've got 15 hours to go till tickets, and at that point, 15 plus 12, you can do the math, 27 hours until we see the movie. We'll be enjoying you then, before then. So enjoy the music. This is Digital Radio. Time check is 10:51 p.m. Time check is 10:51 p.m.
And wait, what am I? Hi. What are we doing?
We're just talking.
Okay, we're just
are
talking.
We recording? Yeah, so we're recording right
hey,
now.
Hey, welcome back. This is Josh.
This is Chris.
And I guess this is Steve.
Yeah, Steve is finally back.
Becca's back.
Becca's back.
I love geeks.
Yeah. How was About a Boy, Becca? How was that?
You know, I really did enjoy it.
You did like it?
It was a chick flick. I mean, definitely aimed at women my age. And
that don't
want to...
I saw Hugh Grant's About a Boy tonight.
Oh, was it a chick flick or a What Women Want chick flick?
No. I think it was a chick flick. And oddly enough, because it was all about male psyche. But, you know.
Oh, okay.
It was a really nice...
The reverse of What Women Want.
The young boy in the movie was pretty darn good.
That's good to hear.
And nice because he was a geek and he never really cooled up. You know how they do those transformation movies?
So, yeah.
He starts as a geek and with the help of somebody he transforms himself into ultra hip and cool. No,
kind of like the new guy.
Yeah.
The new guy.
No, this kid was pretty happy with his geekness.
So this kid on level of acting better than Anakin in episode one then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
he's not Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, okay.
But and
oh okay, my God!
They have chicks fighting.
Phil is getting his butt kicked.
Well, he's fighting Asia.
Oh, so yeah, definitely.
Who's Asia?
Quite an entire continent. It's really hard to win.
Have laid.
I'm like, no,
Asia.
No. The line is, the most famous of which is never fight a land war in Asia.
Anyways, Steve is greeting us from the editing room to join us for a couple hours.
We've let him out of his cage.
You can't stay that long.
Go back. Edit. No, your name is Edit Boy.
Okay, for Chris, the later word, when she says edit, it does not mean that you need to edit the radio show.
She's commanding Steve to edit. We've been going, oh yeah, edit this out, edit. Anyways. But of course, people won't know that because
you're going to edit it.
I'm going to edit it. Anyways,
unless you just do like you've done with all the other shows, just go, screw it.
Yeah, we've been doing flight practice and stuff like that and having some fun with some bamboo sticks.
Bamboo?
And it's been very, very, very fun.
Now, are all of you guys basically staying here up until tomorrow night?
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow
yes.
midnight. Or tomorrow noon.
To go to work.
Tomorrow
you
noon.
Too?
Tomorrow noon, we're buying the tickets and then we're going home and napping.
And showering. Please shower. I love you all. Shower.
Yeah. Yeah, showering's very, very good.
Okay.
We believe firmly.
It's one thing to, you know, be in the great outdoors and have fun camping.
The great outdoors on the concrete.
All of a sudden, your great outdoors turns into an inside movie theater funk. We got ourselves a problem, people.
We just had a bit of a scare here, too. There was a rumor going around that they were going to limit ticket sales to two per person.
And, of course, everyone was in an uproar.
I started it. I started that.
You cutting little Vulcan.
Somebody else told me.
Did you call her Vulcan?
Yes, I did.
Oh, jeez.
I love it.
Tricky.
That rumor was debunked by management, who said, no, there's no limit, but last time for episode one,
Lucas said
last
something.
Minute, Lucas said, you know.
Josh's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, Ciara's finally here.
And she has to repeat her line that she told me earlier, which cracked me up, the one about Klingon steer.
Okay. Well, I don't really know the difference between a Klingon and a raisin, so I'm glad that there's no, was it raisins in this movie? Klingons, that's right. There's no Klingons in this movie.
I love that line. Wow. She's so cute.
That's very deep, I think.
If I see a raisin, though, I mean, hey, it's a raisin!
Did I mention she's gorgeous?
Klingons in this movie.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, and, you know, she's... Did I want to see your breasts?
That was rather forward. So Dave's sister has licked my lightsaber, and now Becca's offering to show her breasts.
Just to me, man.
Picture.
Just to me.
You know what? This doesn't sound any better.
This is a party, definitely.
With one of those new funky vent lights.
Yeah.
Is this just me, or does it look like a vibrator?
It scares the hell out
of me. Okay, that's scary. Okay, let's change something.
Hey, Chris, there's your sister's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, Matt's over there.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get Brian in on this. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another guest for you from the...
How many exes we got in the house? Let's try to make this a bitter radio show.
Hey, you! Get over here! I want to interview you and how you crushed my heart, my soul!
Let's play the game, I Let You Become.
A, the annoying funk emanating from your armpits. B, that thing that always dangles between your teeth. Or C, the fact that nobody else likes to talk about pigs.
I'm going to have to go with D, you keep yelling mommy during sex.
Edit.
You know, the funny thing is that Steve's thing of reasons why I left you is probably the only thing you're not going to edit out of this 3-hour long radio show that it's going to turn out to be.
Did I say something about a lefty?
A lefty?
What did you just say?
About left me.
Oh, you reasons left
why
me.
You left me.
Sorry.
Okay. Pot is a dangerous thing.
we've got another guest tonight.
Hi.
Hi, this is Brian Robinson. He's another fan filmmaker, actually. Nice to meet you, man. And he is actually making an action figure fan film. Tell us a bit about it, Brian. In the pre-production stages?
Yeah, pre-production. I've been working on it for quite a while, a couple of years, and building a small set to go with the figures. And
Now, unlike a lot of fan filmmakers, you actually have some experience. You just finished a film with another friend of mine, Mr. Darren Moore, called Medium Exchange.
Yeah.
How has the reception on that been going?
Oh, really good. We've taken it to a couple of fan films and did pretty good.
Did pretty good?
Yeah.
Excellent. And we can get this on VHS?
Yes. Yeah.
Can we buy it?
Yeah.
Do you have a website?
No, not,
okay.
not at this moment.
Okay. Yeah. How can listeners get this film?
It's pretty hard right now. I guess they could just go to my web address, which is oculus@hotmail.com.
Oculus?
Yeah.
OCCULUS?
Yep.
Hey, I got on my first try.
Oh, that's Oculus 9, sorry.
Oculus 9.
Yeah.
At Hotmail, just email you?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Great. So people can pick up this great film. I actually got to see an early cut of it, so
I do know
for a fact it is very good. If you want to see some amateur filmmaking at its peak, this is definitely what you want to check out. Wow, we got traffic.
Hey, you know what? That was a car. That proves that we're on location, just not making it in the trailer.
Right now, it is 10:58 p.m. We've got 13 hours to go till tickets, 25 hours until... No, 13 plus... Yeah, 25 hours.
25 hours.
25 hours until our...
Chris's math is already failing.
Yes, it's late. But we're going to be up all night. I actually got recruited to be on the radio tomorrow morning.
She's a llama.
All night. Anyways.
I have a Gilbert Godfrey in there, too.
Take your llama up all night!
But we're going to have a lot of fun here. We got... what's the tally up to now? We're halfway around the building now?
Yeah, we're already on two sides of the building.
And this is a big theater. This is a 12.
Yep.
12 theater multiplex. So,
how
many theaters are they filling up?
Three. Okay, this is the good theater in town, and so people are around this. There's another theater, the Cinema 7, where there is one person. There's five people with one tent, and it's our friend John Schwegler. So we'll get you to listen to this, you sad, pathetic man.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, signing off.
Yeah, let's listen to some more musical interlude. We'll come back in a little bit. We'll be talking to some more people, as usual, here on Digital Llama Radio. Signing off now.
And that will wrap up this edition of Digital Llama Radio. Due to the length of the recording that we made, this is going to be a two-parter. The next recording you will hear will be 12:50 in the morning of day two of the episode Do Watch. Until then, this is Chris Hanna on behalf of everyone here at Digital Llama Productions. Stay tuned for episode 2, Attack of the Clones, The Wait, part 2.